Hey, everybody, welcome back to Force Retrospective with your host, Joe.
And Lauren.
From the Dead Pixels Internet. Mm-hmm. And it is con season now.
Yes.
With happening us. With us. Mm-hmm. Our favorite cons are coming up soon. Mm-hmm. C2E2.
Yep.
ASIN. And Fan Expo.
Fan Expo. There's a bunch of different ones. We need to list them out later. But we just want to take a dedicated episode to talk about a few different, like, comic book themed movies. And the first one, we go talk about the Spider-Man franchise.
Yeah, the first three that came out in 2001, 2003, and 2005.
I can't believe 2001, 2003. They just cranked that movie out.
Yeah, they were back because they were just so successful. That's what that was. It was just like people have been wanting a Spider-Man movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when you first heard it was going to be Sam Raimi.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone actually had faith in that at all.
It was questionable, but no.
Because it was a horror director.
Yep. From The Evil Dead.
Yeah. And people were like, I hope it's good. And then he proved himself.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was like, yeah, it was exactly what you wanted in a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
It was like, I remember the first trailer for that one too, when it came out. It was like they had to redo that trailer.
Yeah, because of things happen to America.
Yeah. So the first one, Tobey Maguire.
Yes.
The beginning. You get to see Mary Jane. You get to see Willem Dafoe as,
Green Goblin.
Green Goblin. Mm-hmm. I think he was a good, like, choice for him, too, because a lot of people didn't know about Willem Dafoe at that point, either.
Well, some people did.
Okay, well, some people did, yes. No. But not in a big, like, action movie.
Yeah.
Or, like, a superhero movie.
Yeah, I remember him in Boondock Saints.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I really like this one. It was
Kristen Dunst as well.
Kristen Dunst as Mary Jane. I think she was a good choice. Mm-hmm. A good Aunt May, too.
Yeah.
Good origin story. You know, he had to fight
Macho Man
Randy Savage.
You got 3 minutes with me.
Yeah, and then I was just like, that's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Bonesaw is ready. Mm-hmm. This original trilogy is
like the first,
kind of uneven, but yeah.
It was a little bit uneven, but the first one itself is the introduction of Spider-Man. Oh, yeah, I forgot James Franco was in it, too.
James Franco, yeah. It's funny because, you don't see James Franco as much anymore.
Yeah, but, like, the origin stories of, like, kind of Spider-Man, and it was kind of, like, early 2000s cheese as well, too, itself. You look like they want to listen to Limp Bizkit. So, and Spider-Man had shoot rails from his, like,
his
wrist,
which I've always thought that was a fun thing, because, like, it would make sense for him because he did get bit and then, like, mutated him into the spider, and showing the origins of, like, I can climb walls, I've got the spider sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the illustration, I like how it shows how the spider sense works, which is, like, everything slows down, that little punch that the guy does, he looks at the hand and looks back, and I'm like, whoa, that's cool. And also it was very campy.
Oh yeah, screen cap.
Yeah,
and, like, Spider-Man 1, fantastic movie.
Yeah.
No, at the end, spoiler alert, he dodged the Green Goblin thing. And
The glider
and impaled William Dufresne in the stomach.
And then that sets off the entire series of, like, Harry wanting to get Spider-Man.
Yeah. Spider-Man killed the Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Or Green might kill my dad.
So after that, Spider-Man 2,
mm-hmm.
which came out a couple years later.
With Doc Ock.
And I think he's so far the best villain in the original trilogy of Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
He's such an interesting guy. It's just like...
Yeah, he was known as a good guy in the beginning.
It's a good arc for him. He was like, he really wanted to help out Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, Peter Parker, always lazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's so cool. tragedy strikes, and then, his arms control him, too.
Yeah, the tentacles.
The tentacles. Again, he's a very, he's like a very, like, his villain is just very unique.
Yeah, and also drew a card at the thing, too. I think that was the time he knew that, like, that Spider-Man identity was like, oh, who is Spider-Man? It's Peter Parker. And, like, that car scene, that slow motion car scene, I think they was at the cafe and you just see a car just incoming.
Yeah, that was a very amazing scene.
Mm-hmm.
that entire train scene goes down, and, like, that's a very exciting scene
and
right there.
See how strong,
even though it's
kind of
corny and how it ends.
And he fainted.
Where he grabs
him.
It and he's like, oh. And then I'm like, they've made that joke multiple times in, like, the other Spider-Mans. Mm-hmm.
And they carry him out like Jesus, and then they prick the mask back on, like, oh, no, you need to cover up his face. He's just a little kid. I'm like, mm-mm. No, he's not a kid. That's a grown, tiny man.
Yeah, I like that thing to say. Like, also, the whole thing, basically, New York being a character itself in the Spider-Man universe.
Like, I'm Spider-Man. No, I'm Spider-Man.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah, and the pizza meme.
The pizza. He stole that guy's pizza. Yeah. There's a lot. There's the I'm something of a scientist myself.
That was the first
also
one.
Also, my favorite line from the first one, which was, you can't do this to me. You know how much I sacrificed? I'm like, the Green Goblin. But yeah, this one right here also was just like, it made bank.
Yeah.
It was really good. People really liked this one, and people consider it to be the better one, the best one of all of them. I'm in that same camp where I would say, like, the first one was like a 9 to me, and then the second one I would qualify as like a 10 just for personal reasons. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, that was so good. I like that. It was enjoyable.
Because the first one was the ending at the... at the funeral, right?
Yeah, it was.
The second one was the he was hanging out with Mary Jane, and they was going.
Yeah, and then they were like, "Oh, I gotta do this now." And he just jumps out the window.
And now let's talk about the
infamous one.
The infamous one.
Honestly, it feels weird to be like, because it still also made a lot of bank too.
It was still
very successful.
It made Spider-Man 3 made a whole lot, but it was just.
It was a weird trend too, because like even everyone said, which was like. There's way too many villains in this movie.
That's when we realized we reached too many villains. It was like, okay, we got Sandman, which is fine.
I feel like that may have been studio interference. Because the studio probably thought like, oh, we have Sandman in this one. Mm-hmm. But you know what? The kids like Venom. Can you put that in there too? And also...
Let's toss some Green Goblin.
Yeah, toss some Green Goblin because, you know, you want to wrap it up from the like all three movies.
And you're like, but it's too much. No, it's never too much, everything else. And then Peter Parker fight against the Venom suit. Yes, let's bring in Eddie Brock. Who would be a good Eddie Brock?
Topher McGrace.
And like,
yeah,
really, just the guy from that 70s show.
Yeah.
Ew.
He wasn't that interesting as a guy.
No.
Actor to have him, but there's this thing kind of set the precedent of like, you know, like basically really big. Like, whenever there's too much villains inside a movie, people always like, oh, like Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, like Spider-Man 3, and that still carries on to this day. Like, Spider-Man 3 was the first one.
It's the first one to
like,
do
don't
that.
Ever go for Spider-Man 3.
I personally still like this movie. I know I didn't like it before in the beginning. Well, I don't know about not like. I just thought it was like, it's not as good as the other Spider-Man. But for me, I'm just like, okay, it's actually really funny if you think of it in terms like that. You know, I don't
with
like
the dance scene.
The dance scene is hilarious. The whole now dig on this, and I'm like, it just comes out of nowhere. And you're like, what? What happened?
And like when Peter Parker just become a dick. That's all.
Yeah, and then the symbiote's like making him emo. He's putting his hair down. Mm-hmm. The whole thing of like, you'll get your rent when you fix this door. I'm like, what is going on in this series? It felt like it was directed by a complete different guy.
But it was the same?
It was the same guy. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. With all the camp that's inside this movie.
Yeah.
I think just dialed up to 11. Mm-hmm. I thought Flint Marko was a pretty decent enough villain. The Sandman.
Eh, fine.
Yeah. I mean, he's not much else to work with, you know?
Oh, yeah. I forgot the side character. Was that Landlord's Daughter was like in Peter Parker as well, too?
Yes, that too. Like, it was a very overstuffed movie. There's a lot of things happening in that movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, man. This is how I choose to end it, huh? Mm-hmm. I remember my neighbor saw that movie 3 times.
That's a lot. That's too many times.
I think twice in the same day, too. And I'm like, that's a lot of times to see Spider-Man 3. I guess it was just that time because like, his friend saw it, and then his other friend wanted to see it, so he saw it with him. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. So, yeah, if it were to me, the series would be like 2-1-3, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's how pretty much everyone's kind of like ranking of that movie. I don't know how you would rank... Would you like
2, 1, 3?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I know, because I know my friend likes 1 more than he likes 2. Mm-hmm. Which I was like, I don't know. That's kind of.
Like, 2 is really good, yes.
Yes, 2 is really good.
Mm-hmm. 1, yes. 3, no.
Like at all? Like, what would you be your rating for that one, though?
I would give it 6.
I gave it an 8.
6.
It's kind of on the level of like
the last time rated was 6. If I watch it again, I'll probably give it like a 5.
Well, I just feel like if I watch it, I mean, I've watched it multiple times already. But like it's on the level of like, you know, Batman Forever, which I'm like, if it got even worse and goofier, I probably would rate it higher because like
Batman Robin.
Yes, like I would rate it higher just because how bad it'd be. But it didn't get too bad. But, you know, that's just me personally. But, yeah, that was the original Sam Raimi trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
We rarely ever get a few, like, a whole, like, you know, director followed through with all of his, like, trilogy of movies, you know?
Yep.
But, yeah, we will see you all next time for the Dead Pixels Internet.
Bye.
Bye.